So Jesus says in the gospel today, gird your loins, light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return. What does that mean? When's the last time you actually told someone, gird your loins? Have anybody ever said that to somebody? Hey, why don't you gird your loin? I've actually never said that, other than the gospel here. And actually, to be honest, for many, many years, whenever I heard that phrase in the gospel, gird your loins, do you know what I always thought of? Pork tenderloins, you know, which has nothing to do with the gospel. And I, for many years, I didn't know what that meant. Maybe you do now, I mean, but do you know what that means, gird your loins? It's actually the preferred reading at the vigil service of somebody who dies, you know? And actually what it basically means is get ready for battle. That's what Jesus is saying. Stay awake, be alert, get ready for battle. Because back then, people, they wore these long tunics. It's like a long dress, basically, with a belt and a girdle. And problem is that, can you do anything wearing a long dress? Can't do much, you know? I mean, I don't wear dresses, but, you know, the long tunics. What would happen is you wear these long tunics, the hem would get in the way from you running or doing hard work or fighting. So when you saw someone who rolled up their tunics and tucked it into their girdle, it was a clear sign. Whoa, this person is serious. This person is ready for business. You know, in our terms, it would be similar to a phrase such as rolling up your sleeves, right? When you roll up your sleeves, that means you're ready to do some work, right? But why should we do this? Jesus says, for you must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. We don't know when Jesus will come back to judge the living and the dead, but we know he's coming. And are we ready? You know, gird your loins. Before I go any further, I just want to make sure, is there anybody who has served or who has served as part of the National Guard? Anybody? You know the National Guard? Good, because I'm about to make fun of the National Guard. Okay, so I have a friend named Bernie. Bernie is a high-ranking officer for the National Guard. And, you know, like, I told him, hey, you're serving the military fed of choice. Like, wouldn't you want to be, like, the few, the proud, the Marines, you know, or Army, you know, or the Air Force? You're a National Guard. You know what's their motto? Always be ready. What kind of motto is that? Always be ready. You know, poor thing, right? And I ask him, Bernie, so what do you do? What do you do? I mean, you're not actually in charge of anything. You just stay on call. He says, no, we do all kinds of stuff. We train for many hours, you know, and every year we have to do these basic trainings and emergency drills so we can stay alert just in case bad things happen. And I said, okay, so what do you do? Like, practice picking up the phone, right? No, they do all kinds of things. And I say, yeah, but I'm one of these guys where, do you remember when you're going to school or if you're in school now, every year, usually beginning of the year or October, they have this emergency preparedness drill, earthquake drills, you know what I'm talking about? They're like, okay, go under the desk and duck, you know? I'm not going to duck, I'm just going to run, you know? And all these, we're gonna practice, you know, a single file line and all these things. I think it's a waste of time. But Bernie responds, no, you know what? It's not a waste of time. And you know what? If you go to Bernie's house, he has what's called, if you go to his closet, he has what's called a 72-hour bag. It's this black bag that he has. And in any emergency case, you know, he has to be ready at all times. And in that bag, he has the radio, GPS, all kinds of equipment. So as soon as he gets the call, he just gets that 72-hour bag and just zips out. And he said, you know, Steve, you do know that natural disasters happen, right? I said, yeah, of course. I mean, when was the last earthquake we had? When was that? A long time ago, you know? But you know, Steve, the phone did ring. And it was his training, his preparedness that helped save many lives because he got the call to go to Hurricane Katrina. he got the call to go to Hurricane Sandy, and he got his 72-hour bag. So, you know, some of us might kind of have this lax, cynical attitude like me, but natural disasters do happen. And Jesus actually will come back to judge the living and the dead, right? We don't know when, but everyone knows that he's coming back. But we have to be ready, prepared, alert. So what kind of drills do you have to prepare yourselves for when the Son of Man returns? What kind of emergency preparedness plan do you have for when the Son of Man returns? What would be in your spiritual 72-hour bag? Okay? Because I know some of you are really good at preparing. You know, I just did a wedding yesterday, and oh, I was just stunned because they had this thick packet of just every detail down to the second of what's going to happen. Wow, amazing, right? And for those who go on vacation, there's usually one person in the family that likes to organize, no? Right? You might be you, it might be somebody else, but it's like, okay, boys and girls, at this hour, we're going to do this. And if we go to Disneyland, we're going to hit up all the rides. So make sure at this hour we do that and get this pass at that time. We're going to wake up at 5:30 and do this and do that. Very organized. That's great. That's a gift. Well, are you that organized when it comes to being ready, being sober, being alert for the coming of the Son of Man? For me, my 72-hour bag, my spiritual, survival kit is having somebody that I meet with once a month. It's my spiritual director. I think I mentioned this a couple months ago, but it's having my own spiritual director. He's a Jesuit priest that I know. He was my teacher, but he's kind of like an older brother, kind of like a mentor. And sometimes I see him, and he kind of like encourages me. He's like, "Steve, okay, you're doing a good job, or you should do this and do that." Sometimes he kind of like slaps me around and says, "Oh, no. What are you thinking? You idiot, you know?" Sometimes I go to confession to him, and I receive absolution. I receive forgiveness. But that's kind of like, he kind of keeps me in check, keeps me honest. And that's all, it makes all the difference for me. That's my 72-hour bag for me. And I wonder what's in your 72-hour bag. Because, again, it's not just us being ready for the coming of the Son of Man, but it's also God being ready for us as well. I don't know if you know, but it's in the Mercury News. Last week, we had one of our active parishioners. Her name is Cynthia Bonilla Rodriguez. She will be a sophomore at Westmont High School. She's one of our active altar servers and hospitality ministers. 15 years old, boom, just died of a car accident. Just like that. She had a summer part-time job, coming back just in the afternoon, car accident, dead. Right? So we don't know when the Son of Man returns, nor do we know when we will meet the Son of Man. It goes both ways. Therefore, we have to be alert. We have to be ready at all times. So I ask you, you know, for your homework, what's in your spiritual 72-hour bag? Huh? What's in your spiritual emergency preparedness program? What's in your spiritual survival kit? For some, it's kind of having an accountability partner, kind of like me. For some, it's the habit of going to confession. And over the years, I've kind of changed my tune and how I tell people about confession. Because people would ask me, "Oh, Father Steve, so how often should I go to confession?" And until just a while ago, my response was, "Well, depends how many sins you have, right? Depends if you have a mortal sin or a venial sin, or depends, you know, it doesn't matter if it's yesterday or 10 years ago. If you have not sinned in the last 10 years, do you need to go to confession?" Most likely not, right? But then I realized when I say that, they're like, "Okay," then nobody goes to confession because everybody thinks we're okay. So I've kind of changed my tune. And I said, actually, we should get into the habit of going to confession. You know, at least once a year, Lent would be good, or Advent. Or for some who are more serious, who really want to be prepared, I would say at least, you know, once a quarter or even once a month. to really examine what's going on in my life, right? And ask God for forgiveness and pardon and receive God's absolution and grace. For some, it's staying true to the scriptures and reading the Bible every day. Just, you could read the readings for the upcoming Sunday. That alone will keep you alert and ready. Or for some, it's having a special devotion to the rosary or a Divine Mercy chaplet. For some, it's kind of spending some time alone, doing an examination of conscience before going to bed and looking at the day, what's happened throughout the day, and what are the times that I have glorified God? What are the times that I have failed God? For some, it's, especially for very busy people, for some, it's kind of like taking a day off or a couple of days off in a year and just spending some time in silence and praying, like going away for a retreat. And this is the simplest, the easiest way to stay alert. Just go to church. Just go to church every Sunday. That alone is built in right there. Built in system. Yeah, that's your 72-hour back. Because every time we go to church, we start out Mass, you know, with the sign of the cross. We ask God for forgiveness. We are fed by the Word of God. We are fed by the body and blood of Christ. So that alone is a great tool right there. But whatever it is, think about this, right? What is in your spiritual 72-hour bag? You can call it spiritual emergency preparedness program, spiritual survival kit. And maybe you have a family member who didn't go to church today. You tell them, hey, gird your loin. What? You heard me. Gird your loin. You know, maybe that's a conversation that you start as a family. How can we as a family be sober, be alert, and ready for the coming of the Son of Man?